Now, on with the show.
This is Mouse World Radio. Bringing the world to your world. This is Walt Disney World Today Live. Call 407-278-5WDW to get on the show. That's 407-278-5939. And now, your host, Matt Hochberg.
2008, and this is the live show for June of 2008 of Walt Disney World Today. This live show is being sponsored by AllEars.net, your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, Universal Studios Orlando, and Disneyland. All Ears has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling with special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 101,000 subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit AllEars.net today. And I am Matt Hochberg of StudioCentral.com, and you're not. Joining us today, we have... you know what? I'm going to go with top billing. And you know who's getting top billing today?
Me.
No. Ooh. I'm going with the fabulous Annette Owens of MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, making her live show debut. She's been in the minors for a while, and we think the kid's got something. Welcome to the show, Annette.
One woman show.
Oh, this is a little scary, but here it goes.
So, Annette, for everyone's first time on a live show, you have to take all the calls by yourself for the first half an hour, so go for it.
Oh, I think there's a thunderstorm coming.
Also joining us, he may be second billing in this show, but he's still number one in my heart. It's Mike Newell of Mouse World Radio.
Welcome,
Mike.
Ooh, I was hoping you're going to go with me.
If I didn't go with you, the live show would be over very quickly.
Nah.
And also joining us is Mike Scopa of AllEars.net. Welcome, Mike.
This podcast opening is in honor of Annette, and it goes like this. You are the star.
You are the star.
Sounds like a studio's question, Matt.
Yeah, Matt.
Yeah.
Studio man.
I think so.
Exactly.
You are the star.
How about if I said tonight, you are the star?
Oh, Tower of Terror.
Tower of Terror.
Took them long enough, huh, guys? Gee.
Yeah, well, I mean, I haven't been there today. I mean, geez, give me a break.
It was just yesterday.
So this is a live show, of course. And for those of you who are new to live shows, I know we have lots of new listeners out there. It's always great to have some new ones with some older ones out there who are joining us live. Couple key things. You can call us live. That's the whole idea. Call us at 407-278-5939. You can still join us in chat by going to WDWtoday.com. You'll see a link right on the homepage right there to join our chat room. We have a lot of people in there. It's great. It makes it for a lot of fun. I'll talk about it a little bit later. We've got our first caller, actually. And hello, caller.
Hi there. It's Kim from Pittsburgh.
Hey, Kim. How are you?
Go Steelers.
I'm fine. training camp isn't for another month or so.
One can hope.
What can we do for you?
I was wondering your opinions on the closing of Pleasure Island.
Ooh, a very timely topic.
I knew that was going to
this podcast in 2010, in which case they're like, what are you talking about? some new listeners listening to this and like, I don't get it. It's interesting. Let's go, but I'll defer to you. What's your opinion on this first?
Well, you know, Matt, I'm pulling up the, I'm going to try to pull up the, I actually got direct contact from Walt Disney World as to what this is all about. And if you can, fill in the empty space while I bring up the email, I'll let you know as soon as I bring it up.
So let me recap what's happening. On September 27th of 2008, Pleasure Island is going to be gutted. Not only Pleasure Island is being completely gutted, they're redoing a lot of different elements of downtown Disney. There are some things that will still remain, namely the non-Disney places like the Curl,
Raglan Road.
Thank you. I was thinking of the Irish Barn. Couldn't think of the name. The Harley Davidson place over there. But a lot of the places are getting changed. I know Portofino Yacht Club is being changed quite a bit. They're retooling that, and so all these changes just got announced officially. And Scuba, go ahead.
Okay, Kim, this is what I got from the Walt Disney World Public Relations Department. What they're going to do is they're going to change Pleasure Island into what they are calling a one-of-a-kind immersive experience for guests. It's going to have a lot of things. I'm told that there's going to be some kind of a giant tethered balloon that will take guests 300 feet into the air to view the amazing vistas of Walt Disney World Resort. This fall, of course, they're going to be opening up T-Rex, which is being described as a prehistoric family adventure. It's a dinosaur themed restaurant. They're also going to talk about they're talking about this T-shirt store that's going to be opening up, where you can make your own T-shirt. There's going to be a whole new slew of restaurants that will be opening up. They're actually turning Pleasure Island into more of a shopping restaurant kind of experience for the guests. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Matt.
No, I was going to say, Mike, what's your... I guess I'm certainly a lot of information is online, but what's your opinion on it? What do you think, Mike?
I think that my opinion is that Disney was listening to a lot of people. I know that they were doing a lot of surveys and asking people what was going on. I'm not sure if Pleasure Island was bringing in the revenue that they had projected, and they were wondering about it, and so they started asking people who were there, what was going on and what they would like to see. And many people were talking about, gee, you know, I wish there were more restaurants to choose from. I wish there was more shopping, shopping things to do. And the clubs apparently weren't doing as well as they had been doing the first 10, 15 years that Pleasure Island was opened.
Yeah. I mean, personally, I welcome these changes because, Downtown Disney in general really has really gone down, like Mike mentioned. And really, if you go to City Walk at Universal is far superior to what Downtown Disney offers, in my opinion. It's just a much more interesting and engaging experience. And I hope that Disney's able to change this and they're able to make Downtown Disney as cool and popular as it was back when it first opened. It was a great concept when it first opened, but I don't know what the word is how to describe it, but it just never quite kept up. And in my opinion, I think Disney's finally starting to see there's a lot of guest feedback from it, you know? And so I, for one, welcome the changes. Kim, what are your thoughts?
Well, the only place I've ever been on Pleasure Island was Raglan Road, which was a very good restaurant, but it's a chain. And I had planned on going to the Adventurers Club for the first time in December around Mouse Fest. I guess that's not happening.
Well, I wouldn't rule that out. Let's just put it
that way. I don't know about the Adventurers Club.
I wouldn't rule the Adventurers Club being completely gone. That's all I can say.
Okay, well, maybe I will get to go there then, because when you look on the Disney website, they do list that among the closures.
Right. But things can happen.
Things can change. And my only opinion on this, because I will admit I've never been to those clubs. They really don't attract me. I'm younger than Mike, but
who isn't, Kim? Who isn't?
Who isn't, exactly?
But I'm over 40, and those clubs don't attract me. So that's one thing. But I have heard the opinion that are these going to be created by Disney, or are they just simply going to be chains or restaurants managed by outside companies like the T-Rex restaurant? Because isn't that the same people who do the Rainforest Cafes?
Yes, and it's exactly why I will never go there, because it's managed by those people.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I hope it's not, Kim. I really do, because it really bothers me when they just outsource like that.
Yeah, it's like there's too much outsourcing. I mean, they're outsourcing this, they're outsourcing that, they're outsourcing the animatronics. I mean, where does it stop?
Yeah, I agree.
And I think that is going to be a problem for them if they keep it up. If they keep looking at the bottom line as opposed to the quality, the bottom line is going to suffer.
Yeah, I think
I don't think they see that.
Yeah, I agree. I think that I'm not saying they have to do everything in-house. It's fine to do some outsourcing stuff. Things work great. I mean, look no further than Indiana Jones or the whole Star Wars brand that they have over there. That works. And there's other examples of that as well. But I think I agree with you, Kim, that there's a tipping point, and there's a point where there's too much. And I think we're dangerously close to that. And I think that you're starting, and based on how they perform and what they do in their changes in Downtown Disney, I could see a change there. But yeah, we shall see.
Yeah. Okay, thanks for the opinions. And Mike Newell and I are keeping our fingers crossed for August, aren't we, Mike?
Yeah, I heard the replacement quote unquote letters went out, so we'll see.
Okay.
I'll
call on
it. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye, Cam.
407-278-5939. You can be part of the show just like Kim and give us a call. And you know, if you've got a question, if you've got maybe a comment on the Downtown Disney news, certainly we would love to hear your comments on it. It's certainly a hot topic right now. And you can be part of the show and call in. And while, you know, being part of the show and calling in, some people, you know, are calling it isn't their thing. They're not exactly up for it. And that's okay. We have other ways you can be part of the show, because this really is an interactive show, and you can be part of it by joining us in the chat room. I mentioned that a little bit earlier. You can go to wdwtoday.com. You can see a link to the show notes to the chat room over there. And you click on the link, it'll bring you right up. There's no software to download. It's free. It's easy. You just type in your username and pop in there. We've already got about 60 people in there, which is great, and we're hoping for a lot more. So join us in there, and it's a lot of fun. 407-278-5939. The phone lines are open for you to join us. And of course, you know, if you've got questions, you want comments, if you're a new listener, we love hearing from our new listeners. It's always fun to be able to talk to some of the newer listeners out there. I know that in chat, Jesse J 1977, this is her first live show, and welcome Jesse and all the other newbies out there. It's always fun. I think it's an experience that you have to try, and I think a lot of people who have been to our live shows over and over again really come back for more, because they really enjoy it. 407-278-5939. Annette, what's your thoughts on the Downtown Disney changes while we're waiting for our next call?
Yeah, I kind of figured that was coming this way. I'm going to really miss Adventure Club. That's just going to be, you know, I'm hoping there's a way maybe it can survive or be moved. But I have to say, since they opened up and allowed people to start passing through, when it used to be where the clubs, you had to pay to get in and it was gated off, it just seemed to be a little safer. At Downtown Disney, there just seems to be some changes that have happened. So I know the last time I went walking right through, pretty rough crowd. So
yeah, I mean, when I said before about City Walk, I mean, it's comparing a product. I'm not saying we need a City Walk clone. Obviously, that would be dumb for them just to make a clone of it. But I think that there's room for improvement, and they can make for a much more engaging experience. And that's what, you know, Disney's always good about, being able to take products and, you know, make it better, make it interesting. So I'm really apprehensive about to see what they can do over here. We have our next caller. Hello, who are we speaking with?
Hey, it's Brennan from Philadelphia.
Hey, Brennan, better known as Ravenscroft. Hoorah!
So how are you doing tonight?
Outstanding. What can we do for you tonight, sir?
I wanted to comment about last live show.
Okay.
The one guy who wanted to drive down to the world. Well, there's good things and bad things about driving down. One bad thing, every 100 pounds of luggage or people takes away about 5% of your fuel economy.
Ah, we have a mathematician among us.
Well, I'm one of those people who wants to do biofuels and other stuff like that.
So. Right. That's interesting.
But also, the Prius, if you rent a Prius, two things with that. One, you don't have a lot of luggage space. And again, you know, the more luggage you have, the more, less fuel economy you're going to get. But also, when it runs on the highway, it runs off a gas engine rather than the electric as well. So you're basically burning pure gas.
Yeah. I mean, there's certainly, one of the things I think we were trying to mention on our last live show for the May show was simply that an economical car in terms of gas would be a good option. It might not be the Prius. You might be right about that, Brennan. I think that you have to look at a car. You obviously don't want to be driving the Hummer from, you know, the Midwest down there. I mean, I think that's what we were trying to get at over there.
Yeah.
But that's some good feedback. Thanks for calling in with that.
Yeah, you're welcome. I mean, I have three different vehicles that I can choose from to drive.
Nice.
I mean, one's a Ford E150. It's a full-size van.
And the other one?
It gets about 50 miles per gallon
right.
on the highway. But, you know, when you weigh it down with people and everything else, you're down around 13 to 15, you know.
Right. Well, that's why you drive the Ferrari around, right?
Yeah. Hey. Bugatti Veyron. I'm sorry. You know.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Bugatti Veyron. Fastest car in the world. Gotta have it, man.
Great. Well, thanks for calling in, Brendan.
Yeah, you're welcome. Have a good night.
You too. 407-278-5939. You can be part of the show over there. Certainly, you know, with gas prices being as high as they are and probably going up, you know, the decision to fly or not is something that, you know, and gas prices, obviously, you know, the prices for airfare. It makes for a very interesting decision. And I was talking to Scope, I was talking to you about this the other day, that I think we're starting to see like going back to like how it was in the
regression.
80s. Yeah, regression, right. So remember when airfare was too expensive for Disney and, you know, many of us, except for Newell, decided to drive as opposed to fly?
I can remember that, Matt. I can remember the first several times I wanted to take the whole family down. We ended up driving because it was much less expensive than flying down. It would have cost back in the mid 80s to mid 90s, somewhere in the area of $250 to $300 per person. So yeah. If you had a large family, that was real expensive. And plus, when you got down there, if you wanted to rent a car, you had that expense. So flying down was not an option. And so a lot of people opted to drive. And now it will be interesting to see what happens if people go back to driving. But the thing is that the spike in the airfare is due to the spike in the cost of oil and gas. And the cost of gas is going up for automobiles. So I don't know what that means. I think that doesn't bode well for Disney unless they come up with some type of counter way, you know, to handle that.
We've got our next caller. Hi, are we speaking to? Hello,
hello,
caller. Yeah, there you are.
Hi. This is Evelyn. I got a quick question. My sister and I are going down at the end of September, and we're staying at Pop Century. And my question is, she's real nervous about leaving our luggage because we're taking Magical Express and relying on Disney to get it to our room. Is there a way that we can get it from the baggage carousel and take it to the bus and then make sure it gets off the bus into our room?
Annette?
Yes, I do that. I do that when I go Magical Express because I'm a little paranoid myself. I just like knowing my bags made it.
Okay,
so you can take it down with you. You just have to keep up with it, you know, and then they load it underneath the bus, and you'll see you're not the only one that does that.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you for calling in. 407-278-5939, and you can be part of the certainly part of the show. I want to mention that some people are calling in and they have blocked IDs or unknown IDs. Try hitting *82 before the number, so you'll dial *821-407-278-5939. And that'll allow you to possibly get through that. It's a weird issue. If you're having trouble getting through, either try a different phone. I know, you know, in these days we all have, you know, more than one phone, the house phone, the cell phone. Try one of those, or try dialing *821-407-278-5939. It's a software issue with numbers that are blocked or unknown. I don't know. Don't ask me. I don't work for the phone company. so you can be if phone lines are open, though, that's the good news. 407-278-5939. Almost 70 people in chat, so we're getting up there. It's great. We really love hearing from our listeners in chat. I think it's a lot of fun. I think it's an experience I would definitely recommend. 407-278-5939. You know, going back to what we were talking about, Scuba, with gas and everything, you know, it's just it's such a tough decision to make, especially now. And I'm personally glad that I moved down to Florida now, because I don't have to pay for all that. But we'll talk more about that in a little bit. We've got our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking to?
Oh, I'm on the air?
Yes, you are.
Oh, I'm Angelo, everybody.
Angelo.
Hey.
I got a question for you about tipping. We're going down at the end of this month, and I got the dining plan, and then this year they don't have tipping on there, and I'm just curious to know if they have like ATMs or way to get cash for tipping.
They do have ATMs. I have certainly in the resorts and the parks, there's at least one somewhere. I know that one of the things that I have to deal with is I usually, you know, charge everything, but when I get to using the valet, I need to tip with actual cash because obviously they don't take credit cards. And I've been to a number of ATMs. They're usually right in the lobby of the hotels. Certainly in the parks, there's one or more ATMs. So that wouldn't be an issue. Is there one in particular you're looking for, or you're just asking in general?
No, I'm just asking in general. I take it they have a pretty hefty service fee on their ATMs.
Yeah. You'd probably be smart to bring down with you some cash just for the purpose of tipping.
Right. Do they also give you the option if you buy something in one of their stores, will they give you cash back?
I've like never had them ask me if I want a cashback. Have any of you run into cashback opportunities?
I've never had that either. That's a good question.
Yeah, I
haven't either.
Yeah, I don't think they can. I think it's like something like supermarkets. I don't know if they can, but I've never heard of it.
You know, guys, the ATM machines are provided by Chase. So if you have a Chase account, there is no service fee.
That's a good point, Mike.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's about all the questions I got for right now.
Good. Well, thanks for calling in.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We have a caller right behind this gentleman, and it looks like it's from the state of New Jersey. Hi, who are we speaking to?
John from Aberdeen.
Hey, John.
How you guys doing?
Outstanding. What can we do for you tonight?
Two questions. First one, my daughter wanted me to ask, and she's a little shy. Doesn't want to get on tonight. We're going for a little more than 2 weeks. In late July, early August, and she was wondering, what are some of your favorite things to do outside of the park, since we're going to be there so long, looking for things to do that would be outside the parks?
That's a great question, John. We get that quite a bit. People, you know, they do the parks, and after a while, they start saying, you know, there's got to be something else here to do besides just rides, and there is a lot of fun stuff to do. One of the things I really liked was doing the horseback riding at Fort Wilderness. I thought that was a lot of fun and not bad in terms of, you know, expense. Scopa?
Well, John, how old is your daughter?
She's 7.
Okay.
Kind of puts the horseback riding out of the question.
Why would it be out of the question?
Because I think I checked. I think it's
age limit
to do the horseback riding.
Oh, there is an age limit? I was not aware of that. No. You can always bring her to the pony rides over at Fort Wilderness also. That's over by the main building.
Yeah, we did that last time. She loved that.
For 7 year olds.
I'll just tell you, my girls, I don't know if yours has started shopping yet.
she's real good at the stopping. We taught her well. She pretty much stops at every store along the way, wherever we are.
So you'll love this. The Florida Mall.
Oh, okay.
Go make your own Mickey. You can do your Build-A-Bear, and you can pick out several different Disney characters, and that's the only place you can do it. That's like, it's not enough to go down to Downtown Disney and do it. Now you can go Build-A-Bear it.
She loves doing that. That's one of my favorite places to visit up here. So
speaking of Fort Wilderness, John, I would also recommend the campfire sing-along that they have over there. You can roast s'mores. It costs a couple dollars. It's really not expensive at all, and it's a lot of fun. Chip and Dale are there. I think for a 7 year old, she would love it.
Oh, cool. That sounds like great. Yeah,
some people in chat are recommending mini golf as an option.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Always a good idea. Anyone else? Newell?
I was going to say, just, you know, you may want to take her around to show her the resorts. I mean, the Animal Kingdom Lodge would be a great place. You can take a look at the animals, especially at night. You can have the night vision goggles. That might be something really interesting for her.
Yeah,
we're a vacation club, and we swore that we won't step foot in that place until we can stay there on points. We've never seen the inside, so we want to actually go and do the whole thing of staying there, because we're dying to go to both restaurants, and you guys have talked about the night vision before, how that was really cool, and it's just like, we were like, you know, we don't want to go over there until we actually are staying there. So it doesn't take the... Because at Wilderness Lodge, we did the same thing. We went to Whispering Canyon, so when we stayed there last summer, it wasn't the same a factor when you walked in.
Right. Yeah, I know what you mean. I had something and I lost it over here.
Fantasia Gardens might be worth a trip.
Yeah, the other suggestion I was going to have was over in, they have it for Wilderness, they also have it at the Port Orleans Resorts. You can do you can get the carriage rides. But I think, you know what the best one will be, now that I think about it, John, would be for your daughter to rent a Sea Racer, the water mouse thing.
The little boats?
Yeah, she can drive it, and she will absolutely have a ball.
You mean if I'm sitting in there, they'll let her sit in the driver's seat?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Are you talking about like a regular, like a boat that all three of us, my wife and my daughter, can go in? You're not talking about the mice boats?
No, I'm talking about the mice boats.
Oh, they'll actually let, if I'm in there, they'll let her drive?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. She'll be fantastic.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Just get
and
the
my
one.
My wife will love that because she'll get her own boat.
Yeah, get the one in, Yeah, exactly. Get the ones that are in Bay Lake, because the ones that are like Port Orleans, Old Key West, those are on a river, and I just don't it doesn't do as much for me as having the openness of Bay Lake. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think she'll like that quite a bit. So go with that.
Wake zones. That's a great
You know,
idea.
Somebody in chat mentioned Disney Quest too. I don't, you know.
Yeah, that's
If you want to flush money down the toilet, sure.
Yeah.
Well, some people like that. That's not
that's
my thing
bag.
Either, but.
I don't know if. You know, Disney Quest, for all it is, I'm not. I would say a 10-year-old might get more out of it than a 7-year-old.
That's. We looked at a lot of the things, and some of the stuff actually has height requirements that she doesn't reach.
Right.
You know, and she's not into the roller coasters as much yet, so it Boats. Seems like it would be spending the money for half the park.
Yeah. What about water parks, John?
We're actually going to hit Typhoon Lagoon. We made a rule this morning, actually, that we need to go around the Lazy River 5 times this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know,
and one other question, and that was from my mom.
Yep.
We're all a whole bunch of us are getting together for dinner. We're going to surprise a former neighbor of ours. They're coming to see us. They don't know the rest of our family is going to be there, and we're meeting at Old Key West. And we're going to ask Newell. My mom wanted to do some. She's thinking everywhere you go has a food court, kind of like Port Orleans has. They have them in both. And I know that Goods to Go is food, but is there anywhere to sit inside?
Now, the only place to sit inside is Olivia's, which is a table service restaurant.
Right. I actually have a reservation there as a backup.
Right. Yeah. Goods to Go. They have park benches or picnic benches outside under umbrellas. But if it's hot, it's really not a good place to sit and eat.
Well, we're talking about, people that are approaching 80.
Yeah.
Sitting outside for 2 hours to visit is not necessarily the greatest. Even though they live in Florida. You know, they tend to stay indoors.
I'm half that age, and I don't want to be out in that heat. So it's very rare that I do that.
So, yeah, I'll pass it on. That's what we thought. We were pretty sure we remembered there not being anywhere to sit inside as far as for food.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Well, thanks for that information. Thanks for all those great ideas. Definitely look into the boat.
Yeah, and, I think the boat will be a great bet for your daughter. I think she'll like it quite a bit.
We've done the bigger boats, but I think she'd think it was really awesome that she's driving a small one.
Yeah, and also one last recommendation, the electric water pageant. Go to one of the resorts that shows it, and it's a lot of fun.
You had mentioned that. You did that whole Fort Wilderness thing a couple months back, and that was one of the last things you said you did. Okay, great.
Great.
Well, thanks so much for the information, and we'll catch up with you in a couple weeks at Magic Meets.
Absolutely. Thanks, John.
Good day, John.
Bye-bye.
407-278-5939. You can be part of the show. A lot of great callers so far. That was really funny, you know, talking about the activities you can do outside of the parks, because there is so much to do. I mean, really, what we talked about is just a small portion of it. You have the high tea at Grand Floridian. There's so many different experiences that you can do over there, and it really depends
on. You do the high tea at the Grand Floridian?
No, but for a 7-year-old, I think she would like that. But me, no, I have not done that. But I've heard very good things about it. 407-278-5939. Be quiet, Scopa. Annette, how are you doing? Are you okay?
Oh, I'm just fine. And I have to do a shout out to Alexis. Hopefully she's listening. She wanted me to do that last time I was in the chat last time for the live show. So okay. Alexis, if you're listening with Dad, hi there.
407-278-5939. And
shout outs?
I'm doing shout outs now. I'm sorry.
Can I do a shout out?
The woman who's been on for 28 minutes has already decided that she's comfortable enough to do shout outs.
I've got a couple. I want to do a couple.
It's for the kids. Come on.
Oh.
Oh, man.
I want to do a shout out to a young man whose birthday it is. I think it's his birthday today.
Yes.
And I'd like to do he's a fan of the show, and I know he's a fan of Belle, so I definitely want to do a shout out. I want to say happy birthday to Liam if he's listening. Liam, happy birthday from your pal Mike.
Very good.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Liam.
407-278-5939. A lot of interesting topics tonight that you can talk about. We already briefly touched upon Downtown Disney changes. Certainly, that if you've got your opinion on it, let us know what it might be. Certainly, we haven't covered every single point that there is out there. And, you know, activities, maybe your favorite resort activity. Maybe you have a suggestion for John in terms of something to do outside the parks that you and your family really enjoy. Might be a good opportunity for you to give us a call. And, of course, you can always call, just say hi. We love talking to our listeners. We love just being able to say, hey, how's it going? Letting us know how you enjoy the show, how long you've listened. A lot of new listeners out there. And it's I think it really is a fun experience, these live shows. We have our next caller. And I hit the button. Hello, caller.
Hey, can I do a shout-out?
Sure, why not? Everyone do a shout-out.
Hey, Mike Newell?
Yes.
It's Bruce. I saw you on email this week. I'm your, like, co-worker from East 79th Street.
Oh, that's right. What's up, Bruce? Bruce from Brooklyn, ladies and gentlemen.
Yo, Bruce, what's up? What's happening? How you doing?
Not much. No, I'm looking at your character online. I'm trying to figure out if I actually ever met you. Chances are we probably did. You know, it's going to be funny if we ever do.
You know, it's a small world. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I was going to mention that, Ryan. But then again, people are going to start screaming, oh, my God, the song. It's a small world. And everyone's going to go crazy.
Hey, Bruce, in all seriousness, if you're ever in the area, you know, shout me out an email and we'll hook up.
All right. I'll definitely know the day before. Tomorrow I got to stay around 56th Street, CO. So,
they're no fun down there.
This call is really inside right
now. Hey, wait,
now.
You know, I had to sit with you guys talking about the Prius, so at least we can, you know, talk shop right here.
Hey, let me ask you, Bronx boy, are you a Yankee fan?
Me? No, I'm a fan.
You're breaking up, Bruce.
Did you say Yankee fan? What was that?
No, because... No, it's funny. I went down a couple of times with my Yankee hat on, and it's kind of funny all the different problems I had to encounter and everything. I was just wondering if you ever went down there. You did. So it's so funny. One guy refused to check me in because he's from Boston or something. He said I needed to let a B on my hat. I don't know what he was talking about.
Just give him a good punch in the face. That ought to get the that ought to grease the wheels of progress.
Who knows? Bye.
Thanks for calling in, Bruce.
Talk to you guys later.
Bruce,
okay, bye.
Thanks.
We have our... Oh, boy. I hung up on the caller. Oops.
This one's from Matt.
Thank you. I deserve that. Sorry. Whoever just called in... what was your area code? Whoever just called... I think they just called back. Were you the person I just hung up on?
Perhaps.
Okay. Hi, who are we speaking with?
My name's Tad from Indiana. I have a couple questions.
Hey, shoot.
I have a scheduled trip for December of this coming year. And my first question is whether you gentlemen think the extra cost for Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party is worth it.
Have you ever been before?
No, I've never been to the party.
I would say, wait, let me ask you this. When are your dates?
We'd get there on the 19th, which is the last day for the party.
Yeah. I might do it simply for the crowds, you know, because it's going to be so, when you go to those hard ticket party events, you get basically the Magic Kingdom with, not so many people in there. You know, it's tough because it's so expensive. I know personally, I'm probably only be going to one hard ticket party this fall/winter. I think I'm leaning towards Halloween as opposed to going and skipping Christmas because it is so expensive. I know that during Mouse Fest there's traditionally been a meet and I'm not going to go to it because of how expensive it is. That's my personal choice. I think that if you've never been before, it is very cool. I think Scopa, you like it among the best, the Christmas party. So maybe I'll let you comment on this. So that was just my opinion, Scopa.
Well, I think Matt, your first question was the best one to ask, and that is if you've never been to it before. I think that if you've never been to it, I think it's worth seeing it, just as it would be for any of the other two, Pirate and Princess and the Not So Scary Halloween Party. I think it's really interesting to see how they transform the park. I think it's real interesting to come into Main Street and see it snowing. The shows are very good. The parade is excellent. The fireworks are outstanding. It's just a very nice Christmassy atmosphere. It is an expensive ticket. I believe that the prices for the Monday, Tuesday, and possibly the Thursday night events are something like $8 cheaper than the weekend tickets. I don't know. It's hard to say. I go every year. I mean, Lynn depends upon me to check on the parties every year. So I do go. I think that the Christmas party is very good. It's like we have said before, it's a $50 cookie, $55 cookie this year. But if you've never experienced it, I think it would be really worthwhile to experience it once and judge for yourself. I would not want to discourage you from going, and I'd rather have you spend the money and then tell me it wasn't worth it, really, because at least you would have seen for yourself. No matter how much Matt or I would describe it, I don't think that we could do it justice. So that's my feeling.
Okay. Could I ask another question, or should I call back in?
No, absolutely. Ask another question.
Go ahead.
Well, how, in your opinion, how safe is it to rent DVC points from owners?
You know, I really haven't heard anything negative about that in terms of like someone like, really screwing you over or anything like that. I've heard generally good things about it. Like I said, I haven't heard anything negative in that regard. So I would think it's fairly safe, and because of all the lengths you have to go through, you have to read the rules of the boards and go in a certain pattern. There's like a formula almost at this point. And if you follow it, I think you'll be fine.
Okay. Well, thanks again for your help tonight.
Anytime. Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 407-278-5939. And if you'd like, you can be part of the show. Off to a great start here and this live show of June. About 75 people in chat. That is fantastic. We love having people in chat. It's really a lot of fun. I say that a lot, and it's true, but it really is true. I mean, you hear what people are saying in chat. I mean, they just love it. It's just... It's like being the kids in the back of the room who just, you know, make fun of us. So if you like making fun of us, that's why Newell's in there. It can make for a very fun experience. So I highly recommend it. I also want to welcome, I just happened to see in the chat room, one of our newer people in chat, first time in there, and that is Milwaukee Mike. So we welcome Milwaukee Mike to some newbies. And it's always great to have some new people in here. 407-278-5939, and we have our next caller, who I hopefully will not hang up on. Hi, who are we speaking to?
Hey, hi. I'm Mangello. This is Kevin from Philly.
Hey, Kevin.
Jello.
I spoke to these guys, I think, on live show number 20.
Ah, yes, live show number 20. That was a good year.
Yeah, I was going down then. Well, I went down in May, stayed at the Pop Century.
Cool.
My question is, since I flew down, and normally I drive, but I was relying on Disney transportation. And I know, like, in the past, it seemed to, like, come, you know, be able to get on the bus quick. But now, it seemed to take a lot longer.
The which buses are you talking about?
I work for SEPTA too. The Disney transportation, and I was wondering, is there anywhere like on location you could rent a car?
Yes, Annette, do you want to talk about the rental car options on property?
On property, you can go over towards the Swan and Dolphin and get an Alamo car there. You could rent one there. And then there's the, I've just gone blank. I'm sorry. Over by Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, the Car Care Center. Yeah, Car Care Center. Yep.
The Car Care Center?
Yes.
And the Swan and Dolphin?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There's also a dollar rent-a-car at the old Grosvenor, which is right outside of downtown Disney. It's now the Sun Spring?
Regal Sun.
Regal Sun.
Regal Sun Resort.
Regal, yep. Regal Sun is a dollar rent-a-car in there.
Okay. Because I'm planning on coming back down in December.
Yep.
So that's what, if I don't rent one at the airport, then I was just curious if you're renting one property.
Yeah, it might not be a bad idea, actually, because you'll save the gas that would take to go to and from the airport, and you just pick it up over there.
I was thinking the same thing, too.
Yeah, it's actually a good idea now that you mention it. I'd have to use that as a tip. I like that.
Yeah, because when I was there, I went to, I was staying at Pop Century, so I went from, Pop Century to the Lux Resort, and the buses even ran the same there.
Yeah.
And the moderate resort.
Yeah, the buses can be very hit or miss in terms of efficiency. Some people, you'll talk to one person, they'll say, hey, the buses were awesome, we love them. And you talk to someone else and say, oh, the buses were terrible. And it's just, you know, it's personal experience. It's how it goes.
Hey, some people use the buses as their designated driver.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, that's what I'm planning on coming down in December, and I think be down there doing Mass Fest, so hopefully I can run into these guys.
Absolutely. Well, I hope to be able to meet you and a lot more of our listeners over there. It's really a lot of fun.
All right. Thanks for
coming in. I appreciate it. 407-278-5939. And phone lines are open for you to call in with your questions. I really do enjoy doing these live shows. I mean, we've done now. This is 24 or 25 now.
707, right?
And now that we've, knock on wood, we've gotten things working. When everything works, it's just a lot of fun to be able to talk to our listeners just live and handle the calls live. And I think it's just, I really enjoy it quite a bit. I think we all do. And now we're breaking Annette into it. She obviously broke into it in about 10 minutes because she had no problem. Pretty soon she's going to start making shameless plugs for herself over there. 407-278-5939.
She might as well. Everybody else does. Went on an ad.
We have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking to?
Hi, this is Dennis from Indianapolis.
Hey Dennis.
Glad to talk to you again. I'm working on an all-scope, a touring plan.
Okay. Interesting.
Been working on that for years, Dennis.
So my question is, I'm staying at Scopa Towers, and I want to enjoy the food at Trails End. And I'm wondering, okay, is it possible to get from Pop Century to Trails End for breakfast and then be at the Magic Kingdom for gate opening?
Do
you have a car?
Yes.
Oh, go ahead, Scopa.
Dennis, this is what I would do. I would drive to the how would you do this? Oh, you could do it many ways. You could drive to – all right, this is what I would do. I would drive to Fort Wilderness, and then you would take an internal bus to Trails End.
Yep.
And then I would take a boat from Trails End to the Magic Kingdom and enjoy your day at the park. And then I would, when I was about to leave, I would take the boat back to Fort Wilderness and then take the internal bus to my car. That might be one way of doing it. The other way is that you could drive your car to the Ticket and Transportation Center, take the monorail to
Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, the thing is, Matt, that they're always changing. Sometimes I remember 2 years ago, Carol and I would take the bus from the Ticket and Transportation Center to Fort Wilderness and the Wilderness Lodge. And then this past year, they changed it so that if you wanted to take a bus, you couldn't take a bus. Or you could take a bus, but you had to take it from the front of the Magic Kingdom. So we ended up doing the best thing, and that was to take a boat from the Magic Kingdom to Fort Wilderness.
Yeah, I would go with Scopa's plan A. I just did that yesterday, and it worked out flawlessly. The reason why it's better to go to Fort Wilderness first and park there and leave your car there is simply because you still have to take a mode of transportation, monorail, boat. But the advantage is I just think it's faster. I think and it's easy. It's something different, and I think it will be shorter. In terms of the whole picture.
Okay, great.
And hey, Dennis, the breakfast at Trails End is probably the best breakfast you can get for, I think it's $12 a person on the resort. And if you have the Disney dining experience, it's even better. It's a better deal.
Great, that's what I'll plan on doing then.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in, Dennis.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. I want to mention that if some people in chat are asking about Lennon, yeah, he's not here tonight. Although I have to give credit to, I think, Kevin Z, who asked if Len is in maple syrup rehab right now. That's the that's definitely line of the day right now. And to all the people who think I muted Annette, no, I did not mute Annette. I'm not holding her back any means, right, Annette?
No, you're not. It's my first show. I just have to get used to jumping in.
Yeah, that's right.
I think she's doing great, by the way.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. She's
probably going to have her own podcast in a couple months.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, that's usually what happens. Yeah, that's all right.
I think kick you guys off and go.
407-278-5939. Phone lines are open for you to call in with some of your questions.
I'm sorry.
Our next call. Hello, who are we speaking with?
This is Tad from Indiana again. I thought of a couple other questions I'd like to ask if I could.
Shoot.
How likely, I described earlier that I'm headed down in December. How likely is it that they would offer any type of annual pass holder discounts, for like a check-in around the 21st?
Ooh, Annette, what do you think? Christmas week, do they offer discounts?
You're getting pretty close to when they're going to have a blackout because of Christmas. And this is straight, I believe it was the 22nd or 23rd last year was the blackout, but I could be wrong. Just kind of throwing that out.
Okay. Well, that was the question. I haven't purchased my park tickets yet. Is it traditional that they'll usually raise their rates around the 1st of August? Is that traditionally the time in which the rates have a tendency to increase?
You mean the park ticket prices?
Yes.
I think in the past couple of years they've raised it at some point in August. I haven't heard anything about tickets going up yet, so it may happen. I mean, if you can, you could buy them now. If you can swing the money right now, you know, kind of maybe it'll help you split up the cost overall, and it'll give you an opportunity to lock in the price at the current price. That'd be my best bet, because Lord knows the prices are not going down.
Oh yeah, I didn't expect them to go down.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks again. Thanks again.
Hey, anytime. We're glad to take your call. 407-278-5939. Don't forget, if you're trying to get through and you can't get through, try hitting star 82 and then 1-407-278-5939. We have our next call. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Renee from New Hampshire.
Hey, Renee.
Hi, Renee.
Hey,
how are you doing? Mongello, everyone.
Mongello.
I have a question regarding, we don't usually rent a car, but I was interested in seeing Celebration. How much of a hassle would it be? Because I know that they do have public transportation, but how much of a hassle would it be, and is it worth it?
I wouldn't do it via public transportation because you'd have to take, I think, the Lynx buses, and that's like the public bus system of Orlando. There'd be way too many transfers. I don't think it'd be worth it for you.
Okay.
If you want to do Celebration, which I think is very nice, by the way, it's a great town. Lots of great restaurants there that are much more affordable than Disney's are. I really like eating dinner over there. Great atmosphere. It's perfect. I mean, there's so much to do over there and see. I think it's definitely worth going there once. But I would probably say rent a car even for the day. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
That might be enough, because the truth is rental car prices really aren't that expensive. Certainly you can get like an Enterprise. They'll come pick you up. And, you know, that way that you can take the car from your resort, drive over there, and then Enterprise will, you know, you drop the car off and they'll drive you back.
Ooh, that's a great option I hadn't thought of, yeah.
Yeah, Celebration, it's really fantastic. There's some great restaurants there. Definitely take a walk around. There's a boardwalk around the lake over there, which is really a lot of fun. Check out the Celebration Hotel. It's really cool how they did that. It's very eccentric. There's a great ice cream parlor over there right by the lake. It's a great way to finish off an evening, in my estimation.
Well, that sounds like a great idea then.
Yeah, people in chat are asking me if I'm going to move to Celebration. If I was made of money, I would. But the podcast doesn't exactly pay well, so sorry.
Yeah. Yep, that would be my number one choice if I ever win the lottery, so.
I like that.
Renee, where in New Hampshire are you?
We're in Portsmouth.
Oh.
Portsmouth area. I met you guys at Magic Meets. I'm the one who told you, Mike, about the...
Yes, you and your husband.
The Dole Whips. It's the Goldenrod. Not the Goldenrod.
Friday night. Yeah,
so...
Are you going this year, Renee?
We sure are. Can't wait.
Awesome.
Yeah. We'll see you in a few weeks, then.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. We've got the countdown going.
Magic meets.
Very good.
Great.
We're going to go on in, Renee. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Have a great night, guys. All
bye-bye.
Right. See you at Magic Meets.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye. 407-278-5939. And always fun to meet our listeners at Magic Meets. We should mention that we have plans, at the very least, to be broadcasting from Magic Meets. That'll be our next live show. That'll actually be the live show for July, for those of you keeping track at home. And
there's no July show?
Keeping score at home.
That is our July show.
There's no end of July show?
Negative, sir. We're you know, it takes a lot of work out of us.
Guess he's spoken, Mike, huh?
Guess so. Nobody asked me.
I put my foot down.
Wow. Okay.
407-278-5939. That's for those of you who missed it last year, it's really an all-day event and a lot of fun. You're still getting paid. Yeah, exactly. You know what, you guys? Double your pay for July, every one of you.
Well, wait a minute now. How come Annette's was tripled and we're only getting double?
Well, Annette,
I thought I just got a decrease because before we started, I was getting triple the pay.
Well, thanks for bringing up internal stuff now, Sko. And now everyone's going to think. We got to keep Annette appeased anyway.
The other one that said, hey, that's the live show for July, you know?
Now I got to cancel these plans. Oh, man.
You know, we got to keep Annette paid well, otherwise, she's going to leave us.
Mm. Break away. You never know.
407-278-5939. Almost 80 people in chat. It's fantastic. I love just seeing everyone coming in there. And there's some great comments that are just being mentioned over there. And it's a lot of fun. 407-278-5939. Mike, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about maybe what your next blog entry is about?
Oh, I'd really be. Well, actually, I was thinking about commenting on Pleasure Island. But my next blog entry is... a little bit of this and a little bit of that, but I think I might delay it because I might have a very important blog entry coming this week, and I'll just let everybody think about it. It might be the most important blog that I will write this year. So we'll just have to keep everybody thinking about that. But I want everyone to know that the next newsletter that I write for the AllEarsNet newsletter is going to be very interesting. And the only thing I can tell you about it is that the topic is something along the line of loose lips sink ships.
Boy, that was great when you came up with that slogan, by the way, for the
pretty original, huh?
Or two. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
You had a comment on Downtown Disney, Mike?
I wanted to echo what Mike said about Pleasure Island. And I think that what he said is actually correct. I think a few years ago, was it last year, 2 years ago, wasn't there a big brawl with some football players or some high school? And I think what Mike said is exactly hitting it right, the nail right on the head, because when they took out the turnstiles, you had different types of customers down there, and things got kind of rowdy, and those regulars who would normally go decided to stay away. So all of a sudden, the attendance went down, the businesses went down, and if they had reinstated the turnstiles and reinstated the old way of doing business down there, perhaps business would have picked up. But instead, they've decided to go way of, you know, adding shopping and adding restaurants, and those type of businesses down there will not draw the gangs or whatever that started to go to Pleasure Island. So, you know, Mike's way would have worked, but they decided to go another way.
Interesting. We should mention also that we're at the 9 o'clock hour, that this episode, this live show rather, of WDW Today is being sponsored by AllEarsNet, your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, Universal Studios Orlando, and Disneyland. AllEars has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling with special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to AllEars, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 101,000 subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit AllEars.net today. And someone was asking in chat, speaking of AllEarsNet, where you can read Mike's blog. And that's, of course, over at AllEars.net. Mike writes over there his blog entries. So you can definitely give it a read.